Good morning. And I look out and I see all these smiling faces and they're like, why are we talking about camp day in March? Well, anyone that has children is already thinking about how to fill those 8 weeks up that are coming up in the summer with good quality experiences. So it's funny, I thought I was jumping the gun and getting everyone ready. Somebody had already asked me for a form before we even had this service planned. So this year is the first year we're using the liturgy provided by the camp committee. So everybody that has a camp service throughout Saskatchewan is going to have a very similar service. It's very early in the camp season, so they haven't selected a camp director and they haven't picked their counselors. So the people participating today, like Donna Brown, who represents Women Camp, will have a t-shirt on during coffee hour. The speaker this morning is Rachel Giesbrech, who has vast camp experience, but she's not part of the 2019 crowd. However, I hear you're on the advisory page. So they're sharing camp experiences from the past. And I think that this congregation, in the 5 years that I've been here, you are all friends and allies of Camp Christopher. You've given $10 for a t-shirt or $25 for a mattress. You've driven your kids up. You've driven your neighbor kids up. You're probably starting to drive your grandchildren up. It's a beautiful place, and it's part of God's creation. And any child or woman or adult or any volunteer that has an opportunity to spend some time there this summer, you not only will be helping the congregation, helping the church, helping the camp, but you yourself will benefit. You can't stand and sit beside Camp Lake Christopher without being peaceful and knowing that God is a wonderful creator of all things. If you have any questions during coffee hour, there's brochures everywhere and there's people with camp t-shirts on. I am not part of Camp Christopher. I'm just a really good friend and I'm a really good bridge. So if you have a question and I can't answer it, I know who to bridge you to. So on that ending, I will call Rachel over to share her reflection on Camp Christopher.
Okay, good morning. You'll have to bear with me. I'm a little bit sick right now, but I promise the cough sounds worse than it is. So, today is Camp Sunday, as I'm sure you are already aware. We are celebrating and sharing about the mission at the that the church is carrying out through Camp Christopher. Some of you may have heard a little bit, others probably more deeply involved, attending as campers, working on staff, being on committees. All of your involvement with Camp Christopher is because Camp Christopher is your camp. It's a shared ministry between the Presbyterian and United Churches together. The camp's ministry is funded through the support of Presbyterian congregations across Saskatchewan who contribute. Camp also receives some funding from the Presbyterian Residence Fund, which is allocated by the Synod, and a portion of the National Church Funds for Regional Staffing Support offer our camp administrator position. The United Church side, their local congregations make contributions, and until recently we had regular funding. They're restructuring and changing some things up with the United Church right now, so there's not currently a grant, but they are sorting some things out. The camp committee, along with others who share a passion for camping ministries, will be working to seek out available grants, developing a donor base that goes beyond local congregations, and inviting people whose faith and lives have been deeply impacted by Camp Christopher. So what is Camp Christopher's mission? Well, if you open up the staff manual and you read the first page, you'll see that it says, camp is a safe, caring community where all may explore faith, celebrate creation, and grow in their relationship with Christ. If you've worked at camp before, you might not recognize that. It has been recently updated. So physically, Camp Christopher isn't a big camp. We don't have a massive property or state-of-the-art equipment or infrastructure. But what our camp is known for is a supportive, inclusive, big-hearted, and big-spirited community. It's formed each week of the summer, as each week is different campers, though the staff largely remains the same. The community involves the campers of each week, aging from as young as 3 all the way up till 18, our counselors, the young adult staff members, adult volunteers, cooks, chaplains, and all other volunteers. I have heard time and time again from past campers that what brings them back to Camp Christopher is the inclusive community and the love they feel at Camp Christopher. Campers have many options. There's 4 camps on Christopher Lake. So the fact that our camp brings them back is really something to be celebrated. The children that attend Camp Christopher come from a wide variety of backgrounds, cultures, economic statuses, experiences, and each child is truly unique. While the camp is explicitly Christian, we include Bible studies, worships, prayers, and vespers. Every child or youth is welcome, and many come without church or religious experience. A number of the children who come to camp are sponsored through Try4Kids4Camp, a program in Prince Albert. Without such a program, they would never have the opportunity to get out of the city and experience God's creation up close. They might not have the chance to hear the good news of God's love for them in Jesus Christ. And they probably wouldn't get to spend time in a welcoming, caring community for a week each summer in which they experience God's love for them through the counselors, staff, volunteers, and other campers. The 3 scripture passages were selected for today's camp because they, Camp Sunday, because they beautifully reflect the mission of Camp Christopher. Your camping ministry aims to be a safe, caring community where all may explore faith. First, Psalm 8. A beautiful expression of praise inspired by the beauty of the natural environment. On a very clear night at senior teen camp a couple years ago, while I was working as a program staff, one of our counselors grabbed a bunch of tarps and laid them out on the beach. After bedtime, we brought the senior teen campers out, and they brought, we invited them out and they brought their sleeping bags and laid on the tarps. They looked up at the stars and the amazing universe laid out before them. In today's amazing technical era, the leader used an astronomy app on his phone to identify a number of constellations as well as point out a couple of neat things like the International Space Station. He took us through each and everything that we could see and helped us to see what God really had brought out for us that night. It was amazing. At Camp Christopher, children and youth spend most of their days in bright, busy cities and only get to be outdoors with us. They play in the water, canoe and kayak on the lake, run across the sand, through the woods, cook over campfires, deal with mosquitoes, and probably a little too much sunshine at times. And we learn about plants and animals and how to care for God's creation. Since we have many Indigenous campers and leaders, we benefit from First Nations wisdom that highlight the goodness and love of the Creator. Our program in recent years includes learning about Indigenous culture through Cultural Awareness Wednesdays, and we are blessed to have an Indigenous elder who visits the camp once a week or so to share traditional teachings, stories, a teepee raising, and some crafts. The second reading was from a section from Paul's letter to Ephesians. He prays that they may be rooted and grounded in love and that they will grow in their understanding of God. Our congregation aims to provide such a faithful grounding, Christian education, and experiences for children and youth in all communities throughout the year. We hope that when young people share in the church's worship and fellowship, they will be nurtured in love and grow in faith and be equipped as Jesus followers throughout their lives. Many children do not have such opportunities, as many of you know. Our St. Paul's Church in Prince Albert no longer stands with us. So they don't really have that connection throughout the year. Young people need other people their age and similar in experience in order to express their questions and doubts and explore their faith. While I try my best to wrangle up some of these campers throughout the year and bring them to SPY events or other youth events happening here in Saskatoon, camping ministries have played a significant part in the faith formation of many, many, many faithful Christians. Today, we believe that Camp Christopher continues that important work. Finally, I'll touch on the gospel passage from John 13 that is perhaps the best expression of Camp Christopher's ministry. The passage is about how Jesus taught us to build communities of love and service. He gathered with friends in an upper room before they shared a special meal together, and he got down and washed their feet. On a practical level, the closest thing to this at camp is the person who empties and refreshes the foot washing bucket. As I'm sure you can imagine, there's a whole lot of sand at Camp Christopher, so to avoid bringing the beach into your bed, what we do is we rinse our feet outside of the cabin. The counselors will take a moment to fill the bucket from a rain barrel, rinse the feet off, and refresh it every couple campers. This way they can go in and make only a little bit of a mess. On another level, Camp Christopher is a place where a lot of foot washing takes place. It's a place where children, youth, young adults, and many more train in becoming people who wash one another's feet, living in a community, eating together, learning together, playing together, working together, and camping together. I can think of many times that I personally saw this foot washing happen at camp, especially from our very own community. Our very own Katie Myers, who looked out for every soul at camp and ensured they felt loved and included. Trevor Ombe, who often likes to sing to campers to help them feel good about being themselves. Jacob Ferguson, who comforts campers who are beyond homesick, and I have no idea how he does it. Augustus, who always goes on campouts to help teach the next generation survival skills, camping skills, and of course, how to cook a hot dog. As well as the next generation of these leaders are campers. Again, in our own community, I have seen Rahema and Ramona comfort each other in moments of sadness, homesickness, as well as celebrate each other's joys. I've seen David and Daniel encourage and include every single child that they have come in contact with. The list goes on. We have been blessed with servants in this church, and I know they will take their learnings from camp and translate them into helping every day for the rest of their lives. In the midst of all this, there is a continual reflection on the one who loved us first, empowering us to love each other in the ways I mentioned before. We remember to tell the stories of the one who served us, stooping down to wash our feet and commanding us to do so in his name. When we conduct interviews this spring with potential staff and counselors, we often hear former campers say that they wanted to come back to Camp Christopher to serve. They want to love, they want to share in their faith just as they received in their time as campers. Often when we ask them who their role models are, they bring up past counselors and just how loved and served they felt. Camp Christopher is your camp, your mission. It is significant in a way for you as the church to give to the next generation of young people outside of the church. What you have received in your communities of faith, thank you for all the ways you engage in mission through your prayers, gifts, participation, promotion, encouragement, and all the kids you send us. Thank you.